got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah.
Morning.
Good morning, Sean. I was waiting. The fade was going in there, and I was like, okay, who's going to talk first? I don't think we have an order of who says good morning first, but
No, maybe we should make that a rule.
I don't know if we need a rule around that.
I'm fading, so I probably should speak first.
Makes sense.
I'm in control of the fade.
You are controlling the music and the fading. So how you
Someday,
doing
I
this
hope
morning?
there's a producer sitting here controlling the effects and them, and I'll be talking about our producers in the corner. And once in a while, the producer will say something, and big time deal.
You want to give up that control?
Oh, yeah, I would love to give up that control.
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
love if somebody was running this.
Just focus.
You know, I think someday we'll be big enough that we'll have a producer or two, and we'll be in the same recording studio, and we'll knock a bunch of these off, and then we'll go back to our homes, our retirement homes, and
That retirement homes. Well, fitting, I guess, if we're talking about aging today as our topic, we'll
absolutely,
figure out how long
absolutely.
that takes till we have a producer. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to I picked aging. I suggested aging as a topic. Something about, I know you're already 55, I believe, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
I'm going to be
56.
55 this year. And I started thinking about the age of 55, because when you're
Yeah.
56, you're officially pushing 60.
I'm 56. Yeah.
You're already 50. Oh,
I
all
am.
right. You and James are 2 years older than me. That's
Yeah.
right. I mean, year and a
Yeah.
half, whatever.
Yeah.
That's right. So you're going to be 57 this year.
I am. I
Canada,
am.
that means you're only 3 years away from the Canada Pension Plan.
That's right.
And it's just something about the fact that I'm only a few years away from the Canada Pension Plan is
You're
starting to
right.
make me realize that I am not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
It's taken me a long time. I'm still very mature in a lot of ways.
You're just hanging on,
I'm trying. I mean, I've got Lego behind me. I got a PS5 for Christmas. But then on the other side of it, I'm wearing bifocals and I'm wearing cardigans. You know, I don't know.
Your hair is graying a little
Oh yeah, it's graying a lot. Luckily, I'm like you. I got the same color hair basically as you, and the gray doesn't show. But if my hair was dark, it would be gray. It's very
Right.
gray.
Right.
You can
Yeah.
grow a beard. That.
Funny.
Oh, this white trash Kid Rock, that's the best I can do, man.
Right.
I've tried
Yeah.
my whole life. This is the best it's going to get. This is
Yeah.
it.
That's it.
This is a lot of growth. I'm just not a hairy guy, I guess. I don't know. I've never had.
That's good.
I don't have hair on my chest. I don't have it on my face. I've got it on my head. I should be thankful for that, I guess. So,
Yeah.
I think I've got four hairs on my chest.
Well, the funny thing is when you are aging, you start to grow hair in the hair in my ear on my ears and in my nose grows faster than any part of my body, which is not really our topic of conversation today, but
No, it's
any
not all on nose hair.
it's well known that as you age, certain
Listen,
spots.
I definitely have to trim my nose, like because I'm very big on grooming. I like to take care of myself. But ears, once in a while, my wife will say, "Oh, you got a hair in your ear," and she'll yank, go doink, and I'll hear it. But
Ouch.
not a real problem. I remember, I won't say his name, but an older gentleman that used to own a furniture store. I mean, the hair in his ear was so thick, and
Oh my God.
he could brush it. Like
Oh my God,
he
yeah.
could have done a comb over with his ear hair. And I'm like, don't you have anybody in your life that loves you enough to say something, to do something?
Wild. Wild. I mean, and you see some older guys with the eyebrows, and you're just like, what is going on? Like, you're
Yeah.
literally almost combing it up your forehead to like join the top of your head. It's so
Absolutely.
long.
Just a
I mean,
little trim.
I guess maybe it was, I don't know, 10 years ago or so now when I was going to get my hair cut, I was just like, okay, I'm gonna need you to do my ears and my inside of my ears and my eyebrows. Like that just became part of the routine. I was like,
Yeah.
I was always scared to do my own eyebrows. I think maybe because of a phobia when we were teenagers, like it was funny for a minute to shave guys' eyebrows off if they passed out at a party. And so I always had this thing that if I started cutting my own eyebrows, I would just trim them too much, and then I'd be getting an eyebrow pencil or something to try to fix them. So now I'm a little more confident that I can do it myself, so I do, but it's interesting how, these things change over time. And
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't have a, like I said, I don't have a big problem with that. I once in a while one that gets out of control and I'll yank it out
not
of.
a chronic issue, eh? That's good.
No, but speaking of, but on the same sense, I always my hair was always a big deal to me. I listen,
Right.
I understand people go bald. It's not their fault and there's
Yeah,
nothing
of
wrong with
course.
it, but I
Yeah.
was always scared to death of going bald. I did not want to be bald, and my hair used to be so thick you couldn't get your hand through it, and then it started thinning out, you know. And I
Of
started
course.
then what I
Yeah.
was so paranoid. And one day, my hairdresser said, "Would you stop? You're not going to go bald, okay? Your hair has
Right.
thinned out, but you're not going to go bald. You're okay." So.
Such a stigma associated with it, which has changed a lot over the years, I think.
I think bald's
Yeah,
very.
and of course you think about it when you're younger, and then you kind of look at your dad, and I think your grandfather or somebody—I forget how it comes as far as the lineage goes, but or the, hereditary stuff. But yeah, my dad always had a full head of hair, and of course mine's thinning, and my forehead's getting bigger and bigger, but I'm pretty safe too, which is great. But I think for whatever, maybe when we were younger, but as we grew older, more and more girls started shaving
Yeah.
their heads, and it was like, okay, well that makes sense. You don't like the golden horseshoe around, like that's not as prevalent. People just don't do that anymore, right? They're just like, okay, well,
Shave it.
this isn't working. I'm gonna shave my head. And then, the flip side of that is like hair regeneration products have gotten better and better. I mean, if you look at a picture of Elon Musk from like 20 odd years ago versus today, the guy's like, he was bald. He was like, oh, okay, nothing going on. And now he's got a full head of hair. So there are options for sure. And they don't look as bad. I mean,
Look at Elton John. Elton John was bald, and now he
yeah.
has a full head of hair.
Right. Yeah. And of course the old rug. That was the thing for a while. Of course,
Well,
and again, I mean, I think we talk about Seinfeld in every single episode, but the one where George gets a hairpiece is
oh,
just
I know. And Elaine
priceless.
throws it out the window.
One of the best ever, though. Like,
But it's. I've been on a kick lately at night. I've been watching old movies from like the 70s, 80s, old movies I liked as a child. I still like it. But I've been noticing men's hair and so many rugs and so many comb overs. Like, you know, they got seven
Yeah.
strands of hair and they're combing them over. And you never
Yeah.
thought about it much as a kid. My uncle was like that. He would comb it over, and sometimes you'd see him in the wind and he'd have like these strands of hair this long.
Way
That's
up there. Yeah, sure.
and But you do not see that anymore. Not very often. I don't see men
No,
with their hair
that's not
over.
really a thing. I don't know. We had a conversation, I don't know why, over dinner the other night. More and more athletes, though, like there is obviously evidence to suggest that the more you wear hats and caps and things, that affects your hair growth
Yes,
and
I've
your hair
heard caps
loss.
for
I mean,
sure.
you look at baseball players these days, hockey players. I mean, like Austin Matthews, man, he takes his helmet off. The guy's almost bald. Like he's got a way back. He's like in the early 30s, and tons of baseball players, like they take their hats off. Golfers. Guys started switching to the visors because then you get the hair exposure a bit more. But yeah, there's a much higher prevalence of people wearing hats for sure that, definitely affects your hair. So
And I wonder back, men used to all wear hats, so maybe that was something to do with it. I knew a couple of young people that wore hats 24 hours a day, and they were bald. So
I've never been a hat guy. I don't know what it is about hats. I find I get headaches when I wear hats for too long.
I
So
can't find any that fit my noggin. I got
your
like,
head's too big.
I've got a satellite here that goes, ooh, my head's so big, it has a gravitational pull.
I can
But I don't like
imagine.
hats. My head sweats, and I agree with the headache
Yeah.
thing. I find right around here, the band gives me a headache, no matter if
Yeah,
tight or
me
not. I
too.
don't like it.
I wonder if chemicals don't play a little factor in hair loss too. Like, I mean, there's obviously a lot more chemicals and things in shampoos and stuff these days than there probably ever was, but.
Now, on the other side of the same conversation, and believe me, this podcast isn't about hair loss, but
Not aging though, so we're tying it in.
I do have my I got a buddy that's bald basically. He keeps his head shaved, and I know Dave, our buddy Dave Rouse, and that. And I'm
Yeah.
a little jealous sometimes how easy that must be to just like in the sh
So easy.
just wash your
So
hand.
easy.
If you don't think I'm in the shower, who's gonna know, right? You know, like you're
Yeah.
no crazy.
Although I can imagine that shaving your head isn't, it's not all that easy. Like I
Probably
can't
not.
imagine like shaving the back of your head. I mean, yeah, I had another conversation about having a beard versus shaving your face. Actually, having a beard, I think, is more work than shaving your face every day. Shaving your face, you just throw the stuff on, you're done.
Having a
You're
decent looking
cleaning a beard,
beard.
you gotta trim it, you gotta clip little hairs all day, you gotta comb it. There's all kinds of stuff going on. It's work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a full beard. I always was jealous, and I've tried. It's not in the cards, but I'm jealous. I would like to have a beard. And I actually would like, because I can't grow a decent goatee or beard, I would like to just shave my face completely. But my mouth droops.
I see.
I shaved it off a few years ago, and everyone was like, "Oh, you look young. I love it." And I appreciate the comments, but I just, you're always hard on yourself. I found my mouth droops right here, and I thought it made me look old, but maybe it's just me. I don't know. Who
Is
knows?
that from aging, or is that maybe, is that, that's not stroke related, is it?
No, I
Don't
don't know.
do that.
I had
Oh
a
my God.
stroke. Hey, I had a stroke. I can make
I
fun.
know. And so sometimes that affects your face.
No,
I
I did it.
don't
No, it
know.
wasn't from that. It's just,
No.
a little tiny, just the way my mouth. It's maybe, it's from, I guess, from just the way my face is shaped, and maybe just a little bit getting older. I don't know.
You
So,
could go the other way and like go and see some like makeup artist and get them to put on like a fake beard for you, and you could just try it for a few days, see how that
you
feels
gotta get a
for you.
spray can. Shh.
No, that wouldn't look good. Don't
Remember
do
that I
that.
used to advertise the spray on.
Oh yeah, the spray hair, 100%. That's exactly what we're talking about. You just like,
Great.
I got a bald spot, just spray the back of your head dark.
Didn't flake off.
Good Lord.
You got a definition of aging?
I do. I
All right,
do.
let's hear it.
I've got a couple. I did, of course, as always, I did a deep dive, but
Deep dive.
there is deep diving to do. The simple aging definition is aging is the process of physiological functions declining over time, which can affect a person's ability to survive and reproduce. It can also refer to changes in a person's mental and behavioral functions.
Excellent.
I went on though. I'm gonna go on. And this is a Chat GPT version of the definition.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Aging refers to the process of becoming older, both biologically and chronologically. It involves a series of gradual changes that occur in an organism over time, leading to a decline in physical and mental functioning, as well as increased susceptibility to diseases and environmental stress.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot to think about, isn't it?
ChatGPT's kicking Webster's dictionary's ass.
Oh, ChatGPT is kicking a lot of people's asses these days.
I'll go on a little further because this part's quite interesting. Biologically, aging is characterized by the accumulation of cellular damage, genetic mutations, and a reduced ability of cells to repair themselves. As a result, tissues and organs may lose their ability to function optimally, leading to common age-related conditions such as wrinkles, reduced mobility, cognitive decline, and weaker immune responses.
Check, 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 check. I've got all that.
Age is influenced by a combination of genetic factors, environmental factors such as lifestyle and diet, and random processes at the molecular level. It is often seen as an inevitable aspect of life, although recent research has been exploring ways to slow or reverse certain aspects of aging through interventions like lifestyle changes, medical treatments, and genetic manipulation.
Ooh,
Well,
I want my genetics manipulated.
I mean, that's been going on for a while now.
It has.
Stem cell research. I mean,
And I
that's
think, man, for the last 5,000 years has been trying to find a way to live forever, or the fountain of youth was always a big, people, that's the big deal about wanting to live forever. Vampires, we wrote stories about it, vampires live forever and all that.
Right.
I got no desire to live forever.
Okay. Well, your body probably won't live forever. There's obviously some sort of question about whether or not we do live forever as far as like our soul goes. We
Yeah,
talked
you're
about.
right. I'll say that
So
statement.
there is
I
that
got no desire to live
in your body.
on Earth on in this body forever. No.
Okay.
I mean, I
Okay.
wouldn't mind getting reincarnated as something, but
Reincarnated.
thank you. That too.
Well, and in the dive, of course, there are certain organisms that do technically live forever. Plants, there are plants like a perennial plant or strawberry, for example. Strawberry, it just spreads out roots. It starts growing up in a different spot. The main plant may die, but it continues to grow. If the conditions were right, for example, a strawberry plant would live forever on Earth.
Wow, those
Yeah.
strawberries.
Yeah.
What if we covered it in chocolate? Would it still keep going, I wonder?
Probably. Yeah, we just shoot over to another spot. The chocolate would disappear eventually, but the strawberry would keep
Well,
going.
that's interesting. And and I guess philosophically, I mean, I'm on 23andMe, the DNA site, and my son joined it, and it said, this is your son. He has 51% of your DNA. So as we have children, I guess we do live longer. He's half of my DNA. He's half of
Yeah,
me. So
that's
I
true.
guess that you pass it on that way. But yeah, I don't want this to be a depressing podcast today, but I just don't. And maybe it's because of my health problems and my mental issues, people I've lost. And I say I don't want to live forever. I might, if I'm, they say everybody's a Christian on their in a foxhole, right? I mean, maybe the day that I'm dying, I'll be like, oh, I wish I had more time, probably. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting.
I've
I
got to
mean, we
find more
start.
happiness, I guess. If you're a happy person and live loving your life, you probably would want to live forever. And I don't mean I hate my life. I don't mean, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't
Well,
know.
it's interesting that we started the conversation with this whole idea about, old age pension creeping up, right? Yeah, I mean, when you're young, when you're like, I don't know, when you're 15 or something, somebody who's like in their 50s or 60s is like, man, they're like waiting to die. It's like they're so old, right? And I was thinking, like, when you started to talk about that, I've had this life insurance plan, Freedom 55, for years and years and years.
Oh,
Well,
then
that's
what
come and
about that
gone, right?
life?
I'm like, okay, well, that was a great idea, but
That
that's
didn't
not real.
work.
Yeah, I'm still working. That's fine.
I'm gonna work the catering at my funeral and then jump in. That'll be the last
Jump in
day
the
I work.
box. Jump in the box. But yeah, I think it's kind of, I mean, I think when I think about aging, it's about sort of, to me, it's kind of like about staying current. It's like staying current in the world. So I had to think about this. I didn't have to think about this. It came up, I should say, that when my dad found out he had cancer and he knew he was going to die. He kept saying it, and he said it so many times. I actually, one point, I was like, "Dad, it's like stop it." He kept saying, "It's funny how nature prepares you for death by making a world that you no longer understand."
Wow, that's deep.
I know. And I was like, well, then why don't you try to understand it? What, like he just, I mean, I think
I know what he means,
when,
but you're right. Try to understand it.
I think, well, he had terminal cancer. So it wasn't like there wasn't a way out at that point. So I think that him saying that was his way of accepting.
Right, so kind of like the world's not really made for me anymore, so it's okay that I'm going, That,
Yeah. And
yeah.
I think certainly in the very later stages of life, That is not an uncommon way to feel.
Yes, I
You
agree.
know, even at our age, there are certain, there are certain aspects to the youth of society that I don't get because it's not the way I was brought up. It's not the way I
But
don't
you know
know.
what?
There's
But
lots
you
of
know
it.
what I will say. And part of us, or my grandfather retired when he was 56 from the CN. That's your age. And I thought he was, and he was my grandfather. I thought he was an old man. Like, you know, he dressed in the old, you know, sans belt, and he'd wander around and have change in his pocket, and like, you know, he was an old grandfather. He was your age, right?
I know.
And we're sitting here doing a podcast called The Chivalrous Guys. And I think both of us, I know that I am not as woke as my kids are
Of course
and
not.
younger kids. And I know that sometimes I say things that are inappropriate, and it's my age showing through. But I'll tell you this, I don't mind when someone corrects me, and I try to remember it, and I try to do better, and I'm trying to understand the world and every aspect in it. I'm not like, you know, I don't mean your father was that way, but what he said was, I know people that are so stuck in their ways that they, instead of saying, well, back in the 80s, it used to be like this, they act like, well, that's how it was then, so it's the way I'm going to be now. I'm not changing.
Absolutely.
I don't care. I don't want to hear about trans people or gay people or native rights or anything. And it's like, no. Yes, there were slaves 500 years ago. And yes, if I was a rich white person back then, I probably would have had a slave because that's the way things were. But I'll tell you, we know now how terrible that is
Course.
and how awful it is and why we shouldn't do it.
Of
And
course.
that means, but there's things that you and I did when we were kids that were awful. And
Absolutely.
when my kids hear it, they go, "What? How could you have done that?" Well, that's what was being done. I'm sorry, you probably would have done it too, because aging is part of that. Things change. Thank goodness, things change for the better. They don't always change for the better. But I get a kick out of this one I hear lately. You see it on Facebook a lot, saying, "Well, when we were kids, we were outside and we came in and the lights went off and we were always doing this." Well, we were always doing that because we didn't have a video game or an iPad or something better to do. We had nothing else to do. That's what we did. If we did all the cool stuff that's in the house now, we probably would have been in the house. You know, I just don't buy it. I don't buy it.
It's funny that you say that because I watched this comedian too, and he was talking about mindfulness. He's like, mindfulness, man. I grew up with mindfulness. When you sat on a bus, you just sat on a bus. Like,
That's
that's
it.
all you did. There
Right.
was, right? You
Right.
didn't have a fucking device in your pocket that could, you could watch 100 different movies in the next 5 seconds. And I think to your point, to what you were
Or
saying is,
music.
it's one thing to, it's one thing to get older. It's another thing to like just be older, like as in to not at least try to engage, at least try to learn, at least try to continue to like understand the world. I think the point that I found frustrating about my dad's comment was like, you've just given up. Like,
Yes.
you're just saying it's Mother Nature, but it's like it's you succumbing to what Mother Nature is doing. And that's okay. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what my dad was saying. Of course, it was his reality and that is what it is. But you have a choice every day to stay engaged, to change, to grow, to learn, to evolve, to, look at what the youth of the world is doing, decide whether that's for you or not for you. But at least like weigh in for yourself to decide, okay, am I just going to become an old person and just, keep doing the same thing and nothing changes for me and I'm just going to get old and that's going to be it. Like you said, me today at 56 is not the version of your grandfather 30, 40, whatever years ago. It's just a
Not even
totally
close.
different reality,
Not even
right?
close.
So
But people were dying younger back then. I mean, in the old days, 56 was old age. Most people didn't make it past 30, you know, like
Well, yeah, that's
hundreds
going
of
back.
years ago. No, I know, but I'm just saying things have changed a lot. But I think we're
Absolutely.
talking about physical aging chronologically is never going to stop. Time is marching on. Duck, 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 it,
Absolutely.
But I guess my point was, I don't want to age. I don't want to just stop growing.
Because you're getting older.
I want to be. I don't want to dress young and be young and be, hey, look at me, I'm
Yeah, there's only you can only
fucking
wear a
18.
skinny jean that's so skinny, and then it's
Right.
like, yeah, that doesn't work when you're
Yeah,
so
my
skinny.
wife, just a few years ago, I remember my wife, because I used to always, I still do, I buy my wife a few clothes at Christmas and stuff like that. She usually liked what I bought her, and I bought her something, and she said, I like it, Sean, but it's not age appropriate. And I
Right.
went, and I remember like really being like, well, what do you mean? You're only in your 40s. And
Right.
I started to get what she was saying. She was
Right.
smart enough to understand that it just wasn't appropriate. It was appropriate when she was 30, but not in her mid-40s. She wants to dress. No, she doesn't want to dress like
Yeah.
an old lady. She dresses very stylishly, but
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. And it's the same for me. Like, there's certain clothes that I used to wear that I'm not going to wear now. Not with me, not really too much. I wear basically the same thing, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, I get it. I get it. Like, I don't know. I
I'm wearing a
probably
dress
am not
polo
gonna
shirt.
buy myself a pair of leather pants and a fishnet tank top,
But you
right?
didn't do that when you were
I
20
could have
either.
done that in the 80s, but
Well,
I don't
fast
know. I don't know. Power to somebody who can, even when you're 70. I don't know. I mean, it depends on the person, right? If you're like
depends on the
super
person.
artistic, and I don't know. It's not.
It depends on who you are, and it's not judging anybody for what they're doing, of course. But we only know what we know. And what you
Yeah.
said about being on the bus, it's true. When I was a kid, and when you were a kid, your life was whoever was around you.
Yeah.
And your contact with the outside world, so if you were home at night after you were in school, the phone
Yeah.
might ring and it might be for you. And if it was, you'd say, oh, hey, Chris, how are you? And do you want to do something? Well,
Yeah.
can I get a
Yeah.
drive to your house? I don't know. But if dad was on the phone and you tried to call me, you'd get a busy signal and then you'd probably call somebody else and I'd miss out that night. You had
Yeah.
to make
Yeah.
plans. You had to try to, it was a whole different deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think yeah, I was I mean, before you started on that tangent, I was thinking about something else because
I wasn't
we are
teasing.
talking about aging as both, biological and chronological, and it's both physical and mental, right? So, I think we're talking about certainly the mental side of it right now. We're, cognitively, if you kind of, I think that there's something to be said for in aging, if you're cognitively aware of kind of like how the world is going and what pe younger people are doing, it keeps you younger,
It
right?
does.
There's the old saying, and I won't fuck it up this time because I fucked it up last time, but there's an old saying, it's like you're young at heart.
Absolutely.
And there is something to be said that if you kind of at least stay current and at least you look at, I mean, clothes, whatever. If you look at clothes and what people are wearing, and you might try this shirt, and me with my bromeliad sweater, and like, oh, whatever. It helps you feel younger if you do kind of like either dress younger or have your hairstyle or do all these things. There is certainly something to that, despite the fact that biologically, you are getting older, even though that's going to become a debate. I don't want to go off on a tangent right this second, but anyway, there is certainly something to like just maintaining a sense of youthfulness by staying present in the world, right?
And I think that's what I tried to say earlier. Just trying
Yeah.
to, I'm no expert on a lot of things, but I'm trying, and I try not to say hurtful things, and I
Of
try to
course.
keep up with the world. But part of that is by staying, I watch some TV, like talk shows and news, and try to see what's going on in the world. But I make my own decisions. But I build Lego. I do a PlayStation. My grandfather wouldn't have done any of those things. Wouldn't have dreamt of it. Now he could also fix a car, which I couldn't have. So maybe he could. He was a
Yeah.
different world.
Yeah.
But you said something a second ago. I never thought about it too much till you said it. Aging. I always think of aging as getting older. But I have a joke I always say to people that my warranty hasn't run out because of years. It's the miles, right? My mileage warranty
Right.
while
Right.
because I put
Right.
so many miles on my body,
Exactly. Yeah.
and I did. So I've aged myself by being overweight, by smoking, by being an addict, not taking care of myself, not being physically fit enough. I thought I, but you know, I wrote that down. It was some of my notes. I thought I was invincible for a long time. I thought I was invincible. And you know what? I was until I was.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, and of course, our bodies, as I meant, as I mentioned in the aging description, like the accumulation of cellular damage is gonna add up.
It
So, like,
has.
let's be honest, the more cellular damage you do, the more it's gonna be hard for your body to eventually repair that. And we know that as far as chronological aging goes, there are certainly parts of the world where people live a lot longer. The Mediterranean is one. I know the Greece people in Greece live a lot longer.
Parts of China, I know they live a long time.
China and Japan, again, diet,
Lifestyle.
lifestyle regimens to exercise, all these different things. So we certainly all, and again, that this this the a lot of these ideas around nutrition and things have changed a lot from when we were kids, right? I mean, you talked about it. We did the podcast on health and nutrition, and for a long time it was like cereal was part of a balanced breakfast, and the reality is it
A
is not.
healthy meal was you came in and you had ham or ha meat and potatoes and vegetables, and you covered it all in butter and salt and pepper, and you had dessert, and that was a healthy meal. No, what I mean, no wonder our grandparents died young. I mean, look at the stuff they were eating is every day big meal, big meal, big meal. It was always a big meal, you know, and you had to finish your plate. And I mean, come on.
And what and even aspects of that, like, I mean, that's like ever evolving. Like now it's choices like pork, for example, of the meats is one of the least healthy. There's too much sodium in it. Salt is bad for your body. There's no doubt. I mean, and then there's choices around. And then there's chemicals that are being put into the food, and there's chemicals that are in the grasses. So now you have choices around grass-fed and all these things. And so it's like it gets down like it's gotten like from it's gone from like, okay, this is okay for you to this is okay for you to this is okay for you. But it's like there's all these asterisks beside it. It's like, okay, yeah, you can eat pork, but don't only eat it once a month and eat this kind of pork and don't eat this kind of pork and eat low sodium pork. So there's really a lot of choices to be made. And it again, it is about knowledge and understanding. Like we're talking about, okay, it's easy to kind of sit. Like live a kind of a younger lifestyle, but it's not just about it. So both in an information sense and also now in a nutritional sense. And so, yeah, things are ever evolving.
It
And if
is.
you just stop learning, I guess is my point.
Well, you and I grew up with the food groups. Remember, you had to have this
Exactly.
much potatoes, this much grain, this much. I mean, and now and the dairy and everything, all that's changed.
Dairy's totally out the window. Are you kidding?
Right.
Like, what do you mean? Oat and coconut milk didn't even exist, and I drink that every day now, like in my coffee, right?
No,
Like
no
I
dairy.
haven't drank milk in years, years.
Well,
And
I still use milk in my cereal,
yeah, I know you do. Yeah,
But
and I'm not.
I have a huge glass of milk. I don't. I used to. I used to like I'd sit down with some cookies and a glass of milk, or if I pe I used to like milk with pizza or spaghetti for some reason, I would have pizza and a big glass of
And look, not, I mean,
I just don't anymore.
yeah, and it's we're the only species on the earth that drinks milk after we've been weaned off of our mother's breast. No other species on earth does that.
No,
None.
and we drink another animal's milk. I
I
mean,
know.
I don't know
No other
why we
species
decided
does
on
that.
cow, but we did. But yeah, it's a very weird thing. And aging, you know, that's the that's yes, we you have to change. You have we have to grow, right? We've grown in the way we're thinking, the way we're looking, what we're th but aging. I wanted to talk about aging in some other aspects today as well. You know, there's just the way we look at things. Like I've noticed my goals and my hopes have they alter as I get older. Like
100%,
and as a young man, I mean we were brought up different in different parts of the country, but I wanted to be a dad and have kids and I wanted to have things. I thought, okay, I got to have a house and a car and then I had to have two cars and I wanted a motorcycle, my kids to have everything. But then But then your kids suddenly grow up and
Mm.
they've got their own homes and they're doing their own thing. And then I've got all this stuff left over. And I'm like, do I don't know if I still want to gather. I feel like now I want to get rid of
Yeah,
some stuff, right? Like I have to
absolutely.
move
Yeah,
some stuff
yeah,
out. And
yeah.
it's amazing how quickly that happens.
Yeah,
Like you
it
think
does.
like and it's a whole mind change because you're like, no, like I don't really need anything else because I've got more than I should have now. And I don't get any joy out of it. Like they say, if you haven't used something for 3 years, or if you've moved something 3 times and haven't used it, it's time to throw it out, right? Like,
Yeah, it's just,
so
yeah.
we change on how we look at our lives and what we want out of life.
Yeah.
I've been doing the same job for 35 years and it's fine, but I would like to do something that more goes along with what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I need the money, and I don't hate my job, but like I've even found myself changing. I remember I used to give my grandfather a hard time because he didn't want to listen to certain music or he wouldn't watch certain movies with me. I've found myself changing a little bit on that. Like I don't want to watch real heavy, depressing drama movies anymore. Like I like
No.
action. I still like action, but I want to watch some funny stuff once in a while. And we've been watching so many shows right now that are so heavy. I said to my wife the other night, I said, we got to find something funny to watch. This is all too heavy. I need a laugh sometimes. So we started watching Schitt's Creek because we've never watched it. And it's fantastic. We're laughing our heads off. And it's
Yeah.
good, but I don't find there's as much of that going on anymore. There's not as many funny shows going on anymore. Like
Yeah.
we used to have like Seinfeld, and the Thursday night there was 4 or 5 comedies, and the Friday night, and I don't know. Maybe I'm not
I
looking at the right.
think what ha I to me, I mean, my sort of analysis of that is that you want, like, on a day-to-day basis, you just want to put you just want to sort of have things be a little simpler and just happier and kind of like
Yes.
lighter.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need a lot of heavy drama shit in my life. Okay. I mean, I don't, I think
I like watching
not.
like Star Wars and just fantasy stuff, and we watch some drama, but I don't want to watch a bunch of drama murder shows, and I know
Yeah.
kids like some of that stuff, but I don't need it. I don't need it in my life. I just don't.
Yeah, and I think going back to what you said about just not needing so much stuff in your life, it just again, it comes down to what's really important, right? And we've talked about this on a few different podcasts. And yeah, now I've lost both of my parents, and you just realize, like, especially after my dad died, my mom was living in this big house. She's got all this stuff, and we just, I mean, she wasn't kind of met. She already had Parkinson's, and she was already having, had some mental, cognitive disabilities going on, and like she just wasn't prepared to sort of get rid of all this stuff. But we're literally just filling dumpsters full of stuff that kind of helps you kind of feel comfortable in your environment. But eventually you just realize that that's not that important. It doesn't fulfill you as you kind of, as life goes on. The things we've talked about this too, is things that fulfill you are relationships, helping others, family, I mean, it's nice to have a few things around. You just realize you just don't need all the stuff. And then at the end of it all, when you come and go, yeah, we packed up a couple of suitcases of my mom's stuff and I took them to the Salvation Army and that was it.
Right, because you'd already got rid of all their stuff. And
Yeah, because we had
it's
kind of
sad,
played
but
around.
it's inevitable. It's evolution. Unless you're
It
one of
is.
like a billionaire who has like a mansion full of fancy stuff, and it's generational, and your kids live there, and it goes on and on and on and on, like the queen of everybody. But that's very rare. There's not many people like that. But I realize that I say it to my wife all the time now, she gets mad at me. And I'll say, oh, well, I want to throw something out. My wife, she's a bit of a pack rat. It's okay. It's the way she is. But I always make fun of her and say, well, not only do we have everything, we have the box for everything downstairs. I said, okay, well, fine. We don't have to throw it out. The kids can throw it out when we die, because that's what it's getting to be. The kids are going to have a monumental job
It is, and it's just going to be
funny stuff.
work. It really is, and it'll
It's
and
going to be
the
work for
things that
some.
meant something to you won't mean anything to them.
No, there'll be the odd thing here and there, but
They'll
not
be the odd
a
thing,
bit.
but I think it's just it is it is a natural part of aging to slowly realize that the stuff that we accumulate around us isn't it's just material possessions that we use to feel comfort. And there's nothing wrong with feeling comfort, but look, I mean we've all been seeing the horrendous damage in Los Angeles with all the fires, right?
Oh, a friend of mine lost her house down there. It's
I
all
mean, everything that they own
gone.
is gone.
Billy Crystal lost his house. He'd lived there for 45 years or
There's a
something.
lot of there are a lot of celebrities. I think Kim Kardashian lost her house too. Like, I mean, you can imagine
Paris Hilton.
that. Like, there's something. I think I did a little. I've been doing a little bit of it the last couple of years, just getting rid of some of my stuff. It is kind of. There's a relief. There's a release in it, but it would be extremely shocking to not even have a choice as to what you can keep. And when your house just burns down and you come home and all of your stuff is gone, like that is like. But again, you realize that all the stuff that you really need is either like it's in your heart, it's in your brain, it's in your, you know, it's in your relationships, it's in your friendships, it's in your connections with other people.
All I need is my friends and family. And
That's
I said
it.
that to my wife before, like we want to keep our home. We've had some financial issues over the years. We're doing better now,
Yeah.
because she's taking care of things. But I've said to her, I said, Sean, the home for me is where you are. If we're in an apartment, well, that's home. As long as you're there, I'm okay. It doesn't really
Yeah.
matter what building we're in. It just doesn't. I mean, I would like to keep my home. I like my home, but
Yeah.
it's not the end of the world for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when I was younger, yes, I had a family. I wanted a home. I wanted them to be a place to grow up,
Yeah,
friends,
sure.
go to
There's a
schools, and all
comfort in
that
that,
stuff.
of
But that's
course.
moved on, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I also don't want to get older faster than I have to. I'm not looking to move into an old age house tomorrow, you know.
God,
Like,
no. No.
I don't want.
No.
I actually don't. I hope I'm
No.
never put in an old age home.
And
I
that
you.
is certainly something that you know, again, with aging, you know, there isn't a certain invincibility when you're young, but as you get older, all of your processes, as we just read, they everything slows down. Your metabolism slows down. Your testosterone slows down. All these various chemical processes, they're all slowing down. Your cognitive responses slow down. I mean, if a baseball player threw a baseball at your head when you're 70 versus when you're 20, chances are when you're 70, you're going to take it right in the noggin, and you're probably going to be dead. At least you got a chance to catch it when you're 20. But
They say heads up and like you're what?
everything changes, right? And
No, but
so,
just before I want to jump on that for a minute. You said invincibility. I wrote that down because I remember I started to say earlier I was always overweight. I mean, not as a kid, but as a grown up, and but I would always will myself to do everything. I did everything. I'd play basketball with my kids. I would go travel. I'd do my job. I'd be at the shows, working, standing. Yeah, I was in pain. I wasn't comfortable, but I always said to Shonda, I can will myself to do anything. And I remember when all of a sudden I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't, my body literally would say, you're not doing it. And I remember, it's not a good feeling when all of a sudden you can't will yourself to do what you want to do. You cannot do it anymore.
Yeah,
Scary.
I mean, yeah, relying on willpower, I guess, is great until it's not going to work anymore,
No,
right?
it's not. No,
And
it's
what
not.
do you do?
And then there's
I
the
mean,
mental aging because I went to if I wrote a list of every concert I've been to, it would make most people jealous. You're probably the same. Like I was a big concert goer. I loved them. I went to movies. We go to opening night for all the big movies with the kids or we're together and we would go out to eat. Buddy, I don't go to con I think I've gone to my last concert. We don't go to the theaters. And we really go out to eat. And most of it's concerts are the crowds. I can't stand the crowds. I can't. I walked into a. I took my family to Coldplay in Montreal a few years ago. I had a ticket and I walked in and I said, I looked, I said, Shonda, this is your favorite band. Go have fun. I'm leaving. And I walked up to the car because I was having a panic attack. I don't like the crowds. And the movies, I worry more about someone's going to talk behind me or kick my seat. And I don't like it. I don't like the crowds anymore. And I didn't used to be that guy. I could be the guy on the floor of a concert, like, rocking out with the front of the stage and pushing and waiting. And I got no interest in any of it anymore. None of it. Zero.
I'm going to tell you something that you may not be aware of, that there is definitely research to suggest that diet can affect social interaction.
Really?
Absolutely. Because it can cause anxiety and it can cause stress.
Interesting.
So again, high sugar diets or low protein diets, they can all lead to they can lead to social anxiety. They can lead to anxiety as well. We know that coffee, of course, you drink too much coffee. For some people, it can be devastating. Some people who have issues with coffee, if they had a coffee or didn't know it was caffeinated, would, if they had it at 9 o'clock at night, they could stay up all night. I could drink a coffee at 9:30 and go to sleep 15 minutes later, but
I don't drink coffee.
there is definitely evidence to suggest that poor diet leads to mental health disorders, leads to anxiety, leads to stress. I mean, we know that, but
I'm sure.
it definitely can exacerbate. If you already have a feeling that you don't like to be in crowds, it can exacerbate that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you, like with coffee. I drink coffee at night and I go to sleep.
I don't anymore, but I could.
I had a coffee last night before I went to bed and I slept great last night. I don't have any
Did
hard
you?
time falling asleep.
Okay.
So coffee's not a problem for me. Caffeine's not a big, I drink a lot of caffeine, as you know. I don't think it's what's causing my sleep problems. I fall asleep on it. I can fall asleep anywhere.
I've decided to not drink coffee afternoon, and I have two coffees a day now. And again, I quit smoking recently, so my again, the smoking with coffee is a huge association.
Yes.
Anybody out there that smokes, it's such a big, it's like coffee smoke, co like it's just like they go hand in hand. So I figure if I'm gonna quit smoking, then I might as well work on the coffee too, because there's evidence to suggest a little bit of caffeine is okay, a little bit of coffee is okay, but a lot not so good. Of
And I think that goes with most things. Moderation is
course.
key to everything, as far as I can tell.
Absolutely.
Like, even, and I know we're both addicts, but I don't, if you had one glass of wine a day, it'd probably be fine.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't mean you, I mean people in general. It's like, if
Absolutely.
you
No
wanted to have
question.
one cigarette a day, it probably was not the end of the world.
No.
But it's just hard when you have an addictive personality like me, having one of anything is a problem. Like I get this, and I know we've talked about this, but I get my back up where I've been addicted to so many things and quit so many things that I get a little bit like, well, can't I even have a coffee? Like, it's like, can't I have, there's that old song by Alan Jackson, Everything I Love Is Killing Me. I love that song. He says, cigarettes, Jack Daniels, and caffeine, right? And then he says, and then he says, yes, the way you're turning out to be too. Everything I love is killing me. And it's like, you do get a little frustrated. And I wish I like all kinds of food. If you put spinach in front of me, I love spinach. If
I
you,
would say, yeah, I would say if everything you love is killing you, then it's time to probably change the things that you love.
absolutely, absolutely. But it has to be a real monumental effort, because I guess I'm old fashioned in that way. Like
Yeah, so this is an example of maybe
I am. I've been
what
old.
there's a mindset change here, right?
Hey, this isn't a Fix Sean podcast. This is just
No,
me.
I'm not saying that.
I'm just
I'm not
kidding.
saying that.
I'm
And
just kidding.
nobody,
I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
I know, but
But no, you're right. You're right.
there
That's
are.
this podcast, because we learn stuff. And you're right. I think diet probably is a lot of the. Well, I know it is. I mean, I remember talking to a customer years ago, a guy that kind of, I won't say his name because he graded me, but I was overweight, and he loved to always call me big guy. He always had something to say. I remember him saying, "No, I'm just," he said, "I'm not being mean." He said, "Your joints are not going to be okay. They can only take so much." And I was like, "Would you leave me alone?" But he was right. My joints couldn't take it. And I've had 5 foot operations, three strokes. I've had
It
locked
adds
out
up.
problems. He was right. The
It
bill
adds
comes
up.
due. The
It does.
bill comes due, no
It
matter
does.
what. You
It does.
don't take care of yourself. I've talked about this on the podcast before. About I'm a diabetic. I got diabetes when I was in my 20s. And for 2 decades, I didn't take it seriously because I was like, this disease is a joke. Who cares? It's doing
Right.
nothing to me. It doesn't affect my life whatsoever. And
Right.
then it did. And when it does, it really does. It
Yeah.
just like, okay.
Well, and that's the trouble with it. It's like, when it's too late, it's too late, right? You're like you said, on a previous podcast, once you have diabetes, that's it. There ain't no going back.
Nope.
There are thankfully improvements in many other areas of healthcare. Can get cancer these days, and you can beat cancer, but there are certain things that you can't beat it. And I just want to read this because it ties into what you were saying. And I did, because when we were talking about aging, and I read about the physiological, the emotional, like there are multiple levels to it. Like, of course, the physical aspect of it to me was an important part of it. And so I read this because I just mentioned it. One of the side effects of, and this was about nutrition, is impaired social functioning and motivation. So poor nutrition can affect brain chemicals that influence motivation and social interactions. For example, a lack of essential nutrients such as B vitamins, omega-3s, and amino acids can impair dopamine and serotonin production, leading to a lack of motivation, low energy, and even social withdrawal. Poor diet is often linked to low self-esteem, and body image issues can also make people less likely to engage in social activities, leading to isolation, depression, and anxiety. So, again, I'm not picking you out. I'm just
No,
saying,
no.
like, you went to concerts for a long time, and who knows? There were times, of course, in that when you were slightly overweight, you were whatever. But there is clearly evidence to suggest that these things over time, they change the way you interact with people. There's no question about it, right?
Oh, when I was really overweight, it affected me socially. I mean,
Of
I
course.
admitted this decades after I used to never want to go to my wife's family dinners.
Yeah,
I didn't
you
say
sort
it
of
to her
mentioned
at the
it, yeah.
time, but at the time I felt I was so obese. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to walk in and say, oh, look, geez, because our family was all skinny and they were all like, oh, there's Sean. And I felt embarrassed. And I remember going to eat. Mike used to be good about it, my boss, but I'd have to like, people want to sit in the booth and I couldn't fit in the booth.
Right.
And that is
Yeah.
embarrassing. And ordering the
Yeah.
extender on a plane, it's embarrassing,
Yeah.
And it wears you down to the point, well, I don't want to go to you because I don't want people to, I don't want to have to not, I don't want to do this anymore,
And then sometimes in that it creates a vicious cycle of like, oh, you go home, you're depressed. Now you eat more junk food, or you drink, or you take pills, or you do this, which exacerbates the whole cycle because now you feel like shit the next day. And now you don't want to exercise, or you don't want to eat well, and it becomes a vicious cycle. And part of this in this whole aging thing is just the idea, and especially nowadays, social media, everything, everyone has an image of what aging is supposed to look like. We have to do it gracefully. You got to look good. I mean, like, think about what the cosmetic industry and creams and all these different things that have come up in the last whatever 50 years, probably. I
Probably.
mean, 50 years ago, the only cosmetic surgery that anybody ever had done was, well, not 50, but maybe a little further back, was if you were in a fire or if you had something terrible, like something like that. Now it's like part and parcel. It's like once you get into your 40s, 50s, whatever, women more than men, of course, because I don't know, probably because men have placed women, you got to stay beautiful or like nobody wants you. But even men do it nowadays, men getting butt lifts, man. Like it's this whole idea of everybody has to stay looking good, looking young.
I don't have a butt to lift, but
And people like who age gracefully, they're in the minority. It's like, oh wow, she let her hair go gray. Like she's only 52. It's like there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of social pressure.
we've been talking about it. My wife and I talk about it because there's so much of it going on in Hollywood where women are fighting the aging with plastic surgery, but we do it all the time. We see one of our favorite actresses And we both go, oh no, because
I
they've
know.
done something and they don't look like themselves anymore.
I
They're not,
know.
they don't look like their beautiful self anymore. And
Courtney Cox, case in point. I mean, I call her out on her show, but like for a while, I was like, "What? She's a beautiful woman. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? You have a few wrinkles." I don't know. It's like, oh my God. And
Meg
like,
Ryan was the cutest girl in the
oh
world.
my God.
And
It's,
now
I
she looks
mean,
like I'm sorry, but she does not look good. I
I
won't say
know. It's
what I want to say.
unfortunate. It's unfortunate because,
And then
yeah.
Jennifer Aniston. We noticed Jennifer Aniston. Why is always Chanda knows, like my wife knows I love Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
And
but I thought she hadn't gotten any work then. But anyway,
hadn't, but we
yeah.
will watch the morning show and we both noticed it. Her when they do something with their lip, their mouth it widens a little bit, and
Yeah.
then his face gets bigger, and it's just a slight thing, but it's just enough that she doesn't quite look like herself anymore.
Yeah, it's
And it's like,
yeah, it's the social
oh,
pressure.
Kate Beckinsale, one of the
Okay.
most beautiful women in the world. I mean, traditionally, I know I don't want to
Yeah.
get too that, but I've always thought she was beautiful.
Yeah.
And we turned a movie on the other day, a brand new movie, and she's messed with her face, and she doesn't look like her. And but then you take the opposite end. We're only talking about stars right now. Like
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer's never done anything. She looks her age. She's beautiful. Helen Mirren is in her
And
seventies. I would date Helen Mirren today. She's
that's genetics.
beautiful.
Charlize Theron. Oh my God. Like, yeah.
Genetics, but Shania Twain. I love Shania Twain, but she's messed with her face a little bit. She just, I'm
I
not saying
know.
she's not beautiful, but she doesn't look like Shania. Like,
But we all think about it. I mean, I think about it like I again, I like I've got thorough glasses most of the time now, and I have smoked most of my life, almost all of my life. And so like when I look in the mirror now, I get close and I can see my wrinkles under my eyes. So I'm like, I'm gonna get some cream. I'm getting cream. Like I don't wanna have like I don't want nobody wants to look old. It's
well,
just like
I don't want to admit it, but like
yeah.
I have a cover up right here because I a few years ago I developed this blotch, like this red blotch
Right,
on my
right.
face. I don't like
Yeah.
it. So I find
No.
on the podcast it pops up, so I put a little bit of cover up on it, you know.
I mean, I think within reason, everything. I mean, look, if you can afford to have plastic surgery and you think you're looking old, then do it. But unfortunately, there are repercussions, and it sometimes does not work out well.
Will kill Joan Rivers. She had
Yeah.
so many, and then she went in for another one and she died on the table. And
Yeah.
that was surgery she did not need.
Yeah.
Killed her, you know. And
Yeah.
you see Nightmare, if you ever watch a show on plastic surgery when women have breast augmentations and stuff, I mean, it's not pretty what they have to go through. I mean,
No.
bruised and cut up and a mess,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
eventually it looks good.
I
But
know.
for a long time, the biggest one was breast, you know, implants. That was very common. I
Yeah.
mean,
Yeah.
not very, very common, but common. But
Yeah.
now it's all the stuff they're doing with their faces. And I'm not trying to treat women like they're objects. All I'm saying is in Hollywood, there's a lot of beautiful women that all of a sudden it's not about their age. They don't look like themselves anymore. And I
Yeah.
think it must be scary to look in the mirror and go, what? Like, okay, I'm gonna put a man into it. Kenny
Yeah.
Rogers.
Yeah.
He's dead. I
Yeah.
always thought Kenny Rogers was the most rugged looking cool dude. Like I loved Kenny Rogers growing up. Dad had
Yeah.
all his albums.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah.
And then he admitted it. He talked about this probably. He did plastic surgery and he looked like I don't know what. He looked like the Michelin. His face was puffy and shiny and he looked
Yeah.
terrible. He
Yeah.
didn't look like himself. I mean, how do you even, I don't know. Tim
Yeah,
Allen's the other one. He did.
it's
He had
just
plastic surgery. He didn't look like himself anymore. I think that's what I'm dwelling on this fact. We'll get off it, but I think you don't want to do something that's not going to make you look like you anymore. That's the
yeah.
problem. I
Well,
don't
I think
think.
the assumption is that you will still look like you. You'll just look like a younger version of you. And I think at the end of the day,
It doesn't
unfortunately, it's
work.
just it's an unfortunate part of society that you can't just age normally and that you have to maintain this youthful image. And
Right.
it's just, you know, it's a
Oh,
world that we've created for ourselves.
I was buying some makeup for my wife at Christmas. Just some, you know, I always buy her some mascara or something. But I didn't, I bought it by mistake. I bought her some, I think it was lip gloss, and it's plumper. And I said, oh, I didn't mean to buy plumper. She just said it was popular. This girl I bought it from. And plumper means it's got something in it that makes your lips puff up.
Sure.
But what is doing that? That can't be a good thing.
No, not likely.
can't be
No.
healthy that makes you.
Natural, natural,
I'll put some on for the
natural,
next podcast.
natural bee sting serum. Here, just put this in your on your lips, and your lips will swell up. And then
A
she
lot of
tried it,
I
and
don't
you're
want to
like,
drive.
"Oh, that looks great, honey."
I don't want to drive away any of our fan base, but the girls with the duck lips. You
Yeah,
see
I don't know.
them,
I don't get
the
it.
duck
I don't
lips.
get it, but.
And they're just like, you look on me sideways and they got these duck lips. And I'm like, oh, you're so beautiful. Like, why are you? But now young girls are doing it. You see young Hollywood girls that are doing Lindsay Lohan.
I
Lindsay
mean,
Lohan
man,
was
we're talking.
beautiful. She was 30 and she had plastic surgery. Didn't look like her. She was 30.
I know, I know, I know.
Beautiful girls in the world. And she just. But then that goes to mental health. There's got to be, if you're a beautiful person, traditionally beautiful, we're all beautiful, but
We're
traditionally
all
we're
beautiful,
talking
yeah.
about, and you can't see that in the mirror, that's probably leads to other things. It's probably mental health, right? Like just.
Societal pressure about what people think they want to look like. And that, again, like if you want to look a different way because you're not happy with how you look and you have the money to do it, by all means, go ahead. Like we're just assessing it or judging it in a way where it's like, yeah, I mean, look, not everybody is happy with the way they look, and
I've
I'm
never
not
been
always
happy
happy
with the
with the
way
way
I
they
look.
look. It's like, well, you know, I but for
You're
some
my
of us,
lucky
I
guy.
suppose.
I'm
It's
not.
just like, well, it is what it is, and that's what I got. If I had millions of dollars, would I do that? Probably not. I might get my eyes fixed up a little bit under here, but I don't know.
Do
I
it.
don't
I think for the sake of the podcast, you should go get some radical plastic surgery so we can see you.
I'm not doing that. Not a chance.
Well, I'm gonna. You know me, I'm brutally honest. I would, if I could afford plastic surgery, I would definitely have plastic surgery. I would definitely have a tummy tuck because
Would you? Yeah.
in a second, Chris, because I lost 135 pounds,
Yeah.
but I've got stomach,
Yeah.
like mostly loose skin or whatever that
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
cannot get rid of.
Yeah.
I don't
Well,
think
and
there's anything
that.
I can do to get rid of it. I think I would have to surgically get rid of it, and I would like to get rid of it. I don't
Yeah. Well, that
like
makes
it.
sense. That makes sense. And look, I mean, there was this whole like, and then I'm still exists. I mean, I remember hearing about it years ago, but like where you get like a stomach clamp so
Yep.
that you can't eat as much.
I remember one of my bosses came over and said that to me. He was a rich guy. And he said, "You should get your stomach." I'm like, "No, thanks. I don't want my."
Yeah.
Because some people get their stomach stapled. It cuts their stomach in half so they can't eat as much. And they still power through and eat until it grows and they keep eating. Like, it's just not a good answer, right? I mean,
Yeah.
but nowadays, I mean, this isn't really supposed to be a weight podcast, but everyone's taking
But it's
Ozempic.
about aging. Yeah. Yeah.
Ozempic is the hot drug. That company's worth trillions of dollars because everyone wants Ozempic, which was created for diabetes.
Right.
And but there's
What are the side effects, though? Like, that's the thing, right? It just makes you wonder about like,
I tried Ozempic because I'm a diabetic. They let me try it,
yeah.
I did it for 2 weeks. I wanted to seriously kill myself. It made me
Yeah,
so depressed, so
I think
sad.
you told me. Yeah, yeah,
It was
yeah.
the worst thing I've ever taken. And I tried it. I shook it off after a few days and I thought I'm going to try it one more time because maybe it wasn't that. And then when I started again, I went, oh, what have you done, Sean? Like, it was the worst
Really? Yeah, that is not a good side effect,
And my
obviously.
sister was, no, I'm not, shut up, Sean.
Yeah, okay.
My sister.
So yeah, there's an example of, and again, like you talked about willpower, you were like, I could will myself to do anything. Like what, like, I'm sorry, but what happened to willpower? Like in all this, like everybody, it's just like, okay, I'm just going to take this drugs. I'm going to do this. I'm going to fit. It's like,
Well, it's funny. I talked about me having willpower to do anything,
yeah.
but back when I was saying that, I didn't have the willpower to lose weight or
Right.
quit
Well,
smoking or stop taking opiates. But I would do all these things that were terrible and making life so hard for me that I could will through to do my other things, where I
Right.
should have just taken care of myself. I mean, I am an example. I'm a living, breathing, walking example of almost everything you shouldn't do. I mean,
Right.
I really am. I have fucked up so many things, continue to fuck things up. I've been giving back with my group. I'm trying to do some positive, but I mean, as far as aging goes, I mean, I'm gonna be a shut-in pretty soon because I don't like traveling anymore. I don't have my motorcycle anymore. My motorcycle used to be my happy place. Like, I loved it so much. Now I don't know if even if I could afford to have it again, if I could drive it because of my health.
Right.
You know? I'd have to probably drive with a shifter up here or something because my foot doesn't work. But
So are you?
I don't know. And you talked about the way we look. I've always thought I was ugly. I can't stand the way I look. But I don't know if that's something.
You'd think you would have accepted it by now.
You'd think.
Just
Oh, even though, so you, I should have accepted how ugly I am by now.
accept what you look like, period. Whether you think you're ugly or not is redundant. Just accept it.
Be
It's like,
chivalrous to the other chivalrous guy too.
but I'm just pointing out you're 54 years old.
Well,
Just
that's just the way
it's
that's how bad it
acceptance.
is. I should. I
Accept
told
it.
you one day how I accepted that one day I was home messing with my hair, looking in the mirror, and I finally said, Sean, you're not even gonna see anybody today. Who gives a shit? Nobody is looking. Even when your wife comes home, she barely glances in your direction. I wouldn't worry about it, you know. But also,
Oh
like, I used to listen to music. I still do, but not
my
nearly as much as I used to. I listen to
God.
podcasts a lot in the background when I'm working or in the car, but and I think that's not a good thing. I think music
I
is.
do too. I definitely don't think that's a good thing. I mean, I try to listen to music every day. Because I know that it is a good form of dopamine.
Yeah, makes you feel good.
So if I'm not drinking, which is supposed to be another form of dopamine, and doing all these other things, I'm like, I figure, well, I'm listening to music, that's easy enough, and it's free. I can do that. That's good.
Can do that.
I can't help but want to circle back to the Ray Kurzweil singularity is near, though. You're like, I don't want to live forever, but like that, and I know like his ideas are, they're out there. Like
Who?
there is Ray
Ray?
Kurzweil. Yeah, the singularity is near. We did this, the AI one, the AI podcast that we did.
I don't remember.
Ray, the part where we're going to age backwards.
Are you podcasting with somebody else? I don't think we did one on AI, did.
Of course, we the whole the longevity escape velocity.
Who are you talking to? I didn't do any of that.
Oh my God, are you serious right now? We're gonna have to go back and listen to it.
I'm going
Trump
to
and
have to.
AI. On the Trump AI podcast, we did Ray Kurzweil, The Singularity Is Near, and we talked about the longevity escape velocity, where we are going to like, okay, are we having a moment?
Don't remember any of that.
Okay. Well, we'll listen to it. And it was the whole thing
Guess this
about
isn't
how
appropriate for aging. I don't remember.
it is. It was the
What?
whole nanobot technology, and we're gonna like connect to the cloud. We don't need,
Okay. Sounds cool. I'll
in
have
2029,
really? That's only a few years away.
yeah, we're already reverse aging, and he was talking about in like the next 20 years how we would completely like cancer would be, they would find the cure for cancer with AI, all this stuff.
No, very cool.
Yeah,
Very cool.
yeah.
I'll have to little listen to that.
So
That's cool.
you okay? Yeah. So you don't want to live forever, is that what you're saying? But there's a possibility that at some point we will. We there. It's possible that we
Yeah,
could.
well, I'll ask the question. I know I'm, I know everyone. If anyone's listening to our podcast, they know my mental state and some of the stuff
Okay.
I've been
All
through.
right.
But I'll ask you, do you want to live forever? If you could be immortal, would you be immortal?
I mean, if everybody else is, I might as well join the party.
Well, first off, the planet couldn't take it if nobody ever died. Eventually, there'd be 50 trillion people, and the planet would
Yeah,
crumble.
there would have to be some regulations around it. I have no idea.
Well,
No,
they
I don't
wouldn't
think I
work.
would. I don't think I
You'd
would.
have to, you wouldn't want to be the only one.
I
You
think
always see that in
eventually.
movies where they have these immortal characters.
No,
They
no.
watch, seven wives die, and all their children die, and all their friends die. I mean, I wouldn't want that. Who would want
I
that?
think there would be something nice about being able to make a choice. So you could focus your energy in a certain direction on something on the planet, or and just like see it through. And then it's like, okay, I think I've done enough here. I'm out. And then make a choice. Assisted suicide or whatever that looks like, and just could check out. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. There would be something kind of cool to live in and be 500 and like accomplishing a bunch of great stuff. I don't
I don't know. You've been here for 55 years. What have you done so far? I don't know. I
know. I've done a few things.
think one or two things. I don't know.
I don't know. It's obviously a very, very philosophical question as
Well,
far
okay. I'm going to
as
go on another part of this aging thing. I know I'm changing. It's just a couple things I want to cover. One
yeah.
was I wrote the first thing I wrote down was sex. I can't believe
Okay.
how much for me personally, getting older, and
Yeah.
probably some of it's my health.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a bit of a sex addict. I used to chase my wife. My wife used to say, "Would you just leave me alone?" Like I was just so
Right.
bad. And when I was a young man, I remember my mother said, "You have this side to you," because I had girl posters up, and I was just always
Yeah.
very. And now it's just not. I'm not going to talk about my personal life. My wife's
Yeah,
not here, but I'm just
obviously.
saying it's just not a thing I care about that much anymore. Still can do it, still enjoy it, all that, but it's just not a big. It used to be probably the main focus of my life. I'd be
Well,
like,
yeah.
I couldn't
So
wait to get
when
home.
you're young, of course, there isn't a lot else going on, is there? But
No, but I guess that's part
again,
of aging. It's just not what it used to be. It's not the. I used to. If you'd have told me when I was 30 that sex would not be as such an important thing in your life as it. I'd be, there's no way. That's all that matters to me. And
right.
it just, I don't know
No,
what it
it's
is.
just, yeah, I mean, that's again, that's the chemical process of the body, and also certainly has to do with nutrition too, testosterone, various things, like they begin to slow down. There's no question
Right.
about it, right? I mean, I'm not on that page at the moment, so, but I mean, it certainly does happen. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
So,
like with me, it's everything works and all that. It's not that kind of part of it. It's just not on my mind like it used to be, I guess. It's not the driving factor it was in my life for a
Other
while.
things, yeah, other things
No, I
get
don't know what it is. I don't know
yeah.
what it is. And I have talked to other people my age that feel the same way, but then my dad's had five kids and he's in his 70s, like
Right. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't know. I don't
Yeah.
know. Like dad,
Yeah.
I don't know if dad was trying to fight aging by having five little girls when he was in his 60s. I don't know what that was about. I have to ask him. That's his life, but
Well,
I can't.
it would keep him young
It would keep
in a
him
way.
something. I
For
can't
sure.
imagine having. I'm 50. How old am I? 54.
Four.
I would don't want to be a father starting now. I just not babies. I've considered. We've been talking about lately maybe becoming foster parents or.
Wow, cool.
I'd be up for that. Kids that needed help, I could take them in, something like that. But I don't want to
Yeah.
start with little babies. I don't.
No, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's just a lot of work. I don't think I have the patience for it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's always been a strange one for me because I've never had my own kids. So I mean,
Hard, you know.
I thought about it over the years, but I've had a vasectomy, so it's like, well, okay. I mean, I can change it, but.
So when you had a vasectomy, you were deciding you didn't want to have kids?
It was just easier for relations.
Yeah, I know how it works.
I mean, I'm
Oh,
not a
I
condom.
know what you
I'm
mean.
not a condom guy, and I'm just like, what's the point? I
No, I
don't.
get it,
So.
but I can't. I don't want to get too personal with you. I'm just surprised that you weren't thinking like I might want to have a kid someday. Like you, that's a
I
big.
was, but it's reversible. So I figured at least like it was a simple operation, and I'm like, well. If something happens in my life where it might change, then I'll change it back.
It's just reversible. That's it. No, I didn't know that. I thought it was permanent.
No, it's a simple operation. And I
And I get
mean,
that close to the. I don't know if that's
if you
simple.
do the like, well, if you do the research, I mean, listen, women take the pill, chemical stuff,
It's
fucks
going to
up their
be terrible.
body for years and years and
Oh.
years versus the guy who has a simple operation, quick snip. And there's no side effects that just made sense to me.
We never used birth control of any kind. We had our two boys, and we
Which
always
is,
kind of wanted a third. So for
yeah.
years, we just said, well, if it happens, it happens. We're okay with it, and it just never happened. So.
Yeah. And that's, you're rolling the dice pretty seriously there, of course.
Yeah, but we were married. We didn't mind having
No,
the
I'm not
baby.
saying you
At some
weren't. I mean,
point, we probably shouldn't have been rolling the dice. We probably didn't want to have a kid, but we still were. But.
yeah, I look, you weren't because you were married and it was okay, of
Right. We
course.
didn't mind having
Like,
a kid, yeah.
I certainly wouldn't like advocate for people to just like choose that method of
No,
like,
not if you're out there dating, and no, I would.
right? Yeah.
I've been married and faithful for 36 years, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I just made sense to me at this point in my life, like. I felt like if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. And yeah, I think I did, like I said, I did the research and we had a conversation about birth
I just
control
I
and
feel
how
bad.
that.
I shouldn't feel bad for you. You've had a great life. I just think you'd have been a great dad. I know you would have.
I mean, I was a good stepdad for a while, but yeah, I mean, it's just,
Why don't you adopt?
I don't know if I need that right now. Who knows what the future holds? I don't know. If I live to be 500, who knows? I could.
Here's the deal. If you find out how to live to be 500, you're going to have a kid. We're going to reverse that thing and we're
I'm
going to.
not even gonna have to find it out. It's gonna either happen or it's not gonna happen in the next 20 odd years or something. Who knows what's gonna happen? I have no idea. I don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow, Sean, to be honest with you. I
I'm
barely know what's gonna happen for the rest
afraid
of
to
today.
tell you.
I
This has
don't
been
know.
a great podcast. It hasn't gone the way I thought it was going to go.
All over the place here,
It
right?
is.
Oh my God.
Bit of an open book. Someday I'll probably look back and say, "What are you saying?" For the people
What?
here, but
Oh man.
I don't know. You know what I've realized? Sometimes when people say, "Man, you say a lot," or "You're open," I'm like, "We're all the same. We're all the same. You can pretend you're not this or that, or thinking about this or that, but you probably are. You probably are. I bet you a lot of men our age are thinking the same things we're thinking. I guarantee it. I guarantee it." Now, we know a few men thinking other things, but that's okay.
Of course, absolutely. No judgment.
We'll have them on as a guest. But yeah, anything we want to cover before we stop? I guess the one thing I had written down, I think I've covered a lot of it. I wanted to, I used to be a lot more fearless when I was younger. I'd drive my motorcycle, do things that I didn't worry about stuff. But what's important has definitely changed as I've gotten older, which I know coverage kind of everything, but and I guess we've talked about it, but my stuff doesn't matter as much anymore. I still like getting Christmas presents and stuff, don't get me wrong. And I think there's a little bit of to life of always wanting to get something. That's part of desire, right? I mean, I don't I'm driving an old truck. I want a new truck for sure. But what's important, and I don't want to sound like someone who's saying this because that's what you should say on social media or whatever. What's important to me is my family and my friends. And I really mean, and I guess health should be, because if you don't have your health, what have you got? But as far as just what's important, I just want, and not only do I mean they're important that I have my friends and family, and you're included in this, obviously, I also want them to be happy. I want you to be happy. I want my children to be happy. I want my wife to be happy. And a big part of it with my family is that I have to learn to be happy, and it helps them be happy. But I know you and I have talked about it, the fact that my kids are taking my wife away, and I won't talk about it too much because it's their business. But I'm not going. I'm going to stay back and house sit and dog sit. And I'm a little upset that I don't get to go,
I'm sure you are. I'm
but
yeah.
I've kind of dug my own grave, as they say, for that, because they're going to be doing probably 10,000 steps a day. I can't do it,
Can't you get a scooter?
not what they're doing. The stuff they're doing is not really scooter friendly. I mean, they've said to me there's a trip that I can go like the same time
Segway? What about a Segway?
someday, but it's just not going to be this one. It's they got plans that just don't include me, unfortunately, but I don't want them to feel guilty. I've never made them feel guilty. But I guess my point of that was just that I've kind of, because of my health and what I've done, that's another price that I'm paying, Now I'm not a big travel guy. I want to go to those places, but I do not like traveling. So,
That's kind of an
they're better off
inevitable
without
part of
me.
it.
They're better off without me. Because they will have more fun without me. But that's okay. It's okay. But I'm a little disappointed for
I'm
sure.
sad for you, but okay. So I heard a great quote the other day. I might have even been last night. A happy day is just as long as a sad day. So both only 24 hours.
Isn't that interesting?
You're right.
Happy day is just as long as a sad day.
So one day comes, one day goes, one day comes, one day goes. So I think I agree though. In aging, certain things become more important. And yeah, it's like you do begin to realize your own mortality, and you do begin
Yes.
to. You gotta look at that Instagram thing I sent you yesterday. Did you see that?
I saw you send it, but I didn't have time to look
Oh,
at it.
you got to look at it because he counts. He's got this little chart. He's like, okay, the average person lives 83 years, and he charts out every month of your life. And then he takes out all the months that you spend sleeping, all the months that you spend eating, all the months that you spend, in the kitchen. Like he breaks everything down, and then it leaves like this, like I don't know, like 18 to 20 years where you have a choice to do whatever you want with those months.
Right.
Okay. And at the end of it, he's like, and to currently today, kids are using 97% of those last 18 years on social, on their phones.
On screens.
97%.
Oh my goodness. What does that do to them? Isn't that awful?
Yeah. So again, as you get older, you begin to realize what is important. You for sure do. You begin to realize that life is a bit more fragile and that you don't have as many days left as you thought, as when you were young, you didn't even think about it.
Never.
Now you think about it. And I know, and you talked about it on our last podcast. You get fed up with certain things. You get fed up with like, I'm not fucking apologizing. I'm not living like this. And you try to make the most of every day. And I think some days you do an okay job and some days you don't.
Right.
But as I just said, that day ends and then the next day starts. And then again, it's just a choice. It's a bit of a Groundhog Day scenario. I love that movie, Bill Murray. You just have a choice every morning, to like, okay, what am I gonna do with today? Am I gonna like go for a walk? Just do the things that make you happy, I guess, at the end of the day, right?
Yeah,
Make
you're absolutely right. It goes along with that. It's just as easy to be nice as not be nice. Like
Absolutely.
it's
Absolutely. And
possible to frown than to smile. I mean, it's just be nice. It's just.
Some of the stuff that we're talking about, we're talking about some health stuff and the different stuff. And yeah, okay, those were mistakes and whatever, but you can't change them now. All you can do is like, okay, well, what am I going to eat today? Or what am I going to do for exercise today? Or what? And certain things, I think once you start doing them, it's just like for a while, drinking every day was okay with me. But now I don't, it was in the end, like it wasn't, it was horrible, right?
Right.
So now I don't want to do that anymore. So now, yeah, I like eating good food. It makes me feel good. It gives me energy. I like going for a walk. I like exercising. I like engaging with people. And so if I just kind of make sure that every day I try to do that, then at the end of the day, I'll go, okay, today was a good day.
Right. No, it's a
Right.
good way to look at it. It's a
And
good way to
that's
look at it. It's good advice too. You're kind of like the
so.
King of Kensington. I just picture you walking through just the, hey, it's the
Well, and we've talked about it too. Like when you quit drinking or when you get off addictions or whatever, and all of a sudden you're back out in the world, you're present. Like you're focused. Like, and in small towns, it's like that. Like you walk down the street in Tottenham, and people say hello to you. They're like, "Hey, how's it going? Hey," like it is like that, right? And it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're aging ourselves right here because I'm sure most people don't remember the King of Kensington, but
No, I don't really either.
don't
I
remember
don't.
Al Waxman, the King of Kensington? It was
So I did. Well, I do remember it now that you say it, but it probably was a little bit before I moved to Canada.
Yeah, it was a Canadian show back with the
Yeah,
like the
yeah,
beachcombers and
yeah,
stuff.
yeah, yeah. I do remember the shows, but I was a little late to the party on those
I
ones.
keep forgetting you're not a
I
Canadian.
wasn't born and bred. No.
No.
Took me a
Well,
while to
I'll
get
be American soon, so
here. We'll see.
that's another podcast.
Or
All right.
not, yeah.
Listen, I don't have a recommendation this week.
I don't either, so
I
we're on the
tried to
same.
come up with one. I didn't want to just come up with a goofy one.
No, I didn't either. I was looking at some of my books and I'm like, well, these don't relate to anything related to aging,
No,
so.
no. I'm going to recommend a TV show that everybody's watched, but if you
Okay.
haven't, I've been rewatching it lately, is Ted Lasso.
Oh my God, so good.
So good. And I like it. I don't want to just say it's good because it is funny and entertaining, but it's heartwarming. It makes you
100%.
good
The
about yourself.
recipe is amazing.
My goodness, that show makes you feel good at the end of it. And that's a
So
rare,
good.
rare
Yeah.
quality in TV shows. It's the best thing that's come along in a long time. So if you haven't
Love
watched
that.
Ted Lasso yet, go watch it. It's worth it.
Love that show. I love
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you have a good day.
You too.
I'll
Have a successful aging day.
Well, I'm going to guarantee you one thing today. I'm going to age.
You'll be one day older at the end of it.
No matter what you do, time is a funny thing, right? It never stops. It's the one thing that just it just never stops. You can't do
It's,
anything about it. It doesn't
but it
pause.
is, yeah, but it also never ends, potentially.
And
It's
we don't.
eternal.
And when did time start?
It's eternal. I don't know.
They
The man,
say the
yeah.
universe is like 13.2 billion miles or years, however they measure it, and I
Yeah.
think growing. I'm like, I don't know how they even know that. I don't
I
know.
don't either.
I
I
don't
don't
know if
either.
they know.
Maybe
So,
we'll figure it out if we live long enough.
all right. Well, peace. Love
All
you.
right, brother. Love you, man.
Got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday.
See ya.
See you, brother.